could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah. Not much, but I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. I've got one response, I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. There will always be tension between our overwhelming gratitude towards God and the corresponding awareness of the limitations of our own finite humanity. However, never let this stop us from bringing God all that we have to offer in praise. It is not the loudness and strength of worship given to God that is the measure of gratitude, but the tender authenticity of a hallelujah to God, that is enough. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Such talent. Such guts to get up here and sing. Hallelujah. Well, Sister Penny, we'd love to have you come and minister. Take your time. You got till 11:45. Yes, she's laughing too, yes. Thank you, Jim. I got this.
You have to hold the on button down. Well, this has been nice already. Praise God that we have a church we can come to and worship His name, be with other believers, and we don't have to fear the authorities coming and dragging us away. Praise God for that. Pray for all of our brothers and sisters in countries where they have to hide when they worship. Lord, I thank you for your word, and I pray that that's what's remembered today, because it's all about you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Talking about the body today. So my main text is Romans 12, 1 through 8. The New Living Translation. And we've seen the body at work already today, so that is wonderful. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. And I believe the Lord told us that today. In a message, in tongues and interpretation. Be honest in evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. I'd like to have the children come down front here in the middle, if they would please, because I'm going to have them help me here in a little bit. So the gifts listed here are prophesying, preaching, serving, helping, teaching, encouraging, giving, leading, and showing kindness and mercy. And we all have a gift that we can use for the Lord. Now, when all the parts of my physical body work together, I can get a lot of things accomplished. And the same is true for the church body. When each person does their part, and we all work together as a church body, we can accomplish a lot for the Lord. When the church body is working together in the way God wants us to, the world, or the unsaved, will notice. And they will certainly notice when we don't work together the way God wants us to. They won't want anything to do with us then. But when we work together as a church body, the unsaved people in Caribou, Maine, will want to come to Caribou Assembly of God and be part of this body. So we get a little demonstration here to show how when we work together as a church body, the unsaved will be hungry for what we have, and that is Jesus. They will be hungry for Jesus. So one by one, how many kids I got? One, two, three, four. Okay. We'll start with Bailey, and we'll work our way down that way. If you could bring me a bag, just pick up one of those bags and bring it to me. You can, yep, or come up over that way or whatever. We'll figure it out. We didn't practice, as you can see. Thank you. All right. So what do we got here, Bailey? Sugar. You think that tastes pretty good? I would agree. I love sugar. Oh, I must have a hole in that bag. I see got some sugar in there. Let me get my measuring spoons out and cups and stuff. Okay, you can go have a seat now, hon. Thank you. So we need 1 cup of sugar. So 1 cup of sugar. Okay, Adeline, grab one of those bags, please. Thank you. And what do we got here? Got eggs. Anybody here like to eat raw eggs? You do? I'll tell you what, I like eggs cooked most anyway, but raw, I don't really care for. So we need 2 eggs. Yep. Now, can I just throw these in here in the shell?
No.
No. I have to crack the shell, don't I? Yeah. And some of the people in the church have to come out of their shell, don't they? Huh? And use that gift that God has given to be the body. All right. Aaliyah. I'm hoping I remember every kid's name. Thank you. This is baking powder. Do you think you'd like to have a spoonful of that? No. You're right. That's not really good all by itself, is it? Okay, thank you. You can have a seat. Baking powder. You need 1/2 teaspoon baking powder. Brylin. You should have been praying that I would, see? Thank you. So what do we got here? We got flour. Would you like a spoonful of flour? Do you think that's good? No. All right. I agree. That wouldn't be very good alone. Yes, you can have a seat. Thank you. Three cups of flour. There's one. 22. You notice how each one of these is, it's a different quantity that we need. Just like with the body. Some we can do with maybe one or two. Some we need a whole bunch, right? Kyber, grab a bag, buddy. Bring it up to me, okay? Thank you. Now this is brown sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think that probably tastes good? You don't think so? It's sugar, so I bet it tastes a little bit good, huh? Yeah, a little bit good. Okay, you can have a seat. Thank you. You can go sit down, buddy. Thank you. It's like being in the produce department trying to open a bag here. Light brown sugar. 1 cup. 4 cups, is that what you said? 1 cup. I'm trying not to make a mess up here on the rug.
Yeah.
Get in trouble. Okay, who's next? Not Natalie. Isabella, yes. I was close. Okay. Now this is vanilla extract. What do you think? No? And you're right. It smells really good. But you can have a seat, Tom. But because I wanted to know for this, I tried a little bit on a spoon. It is horrid, absolutely horrid. Let's see. It is. Oh my word. 2 teaspoons of vanilla. And does it smell so good, and it makes food good, but ugh. And then I found out after, people commented on my Facebook post, and I found out after why it tastes so horrid. Has something in it that I didn't know it had in it. I've lost my cover. It's white and it's blending in here. So, oh, there it is. So just a little bit of that. And now Natalie, get the name right. Thank you. Oh, these are chocolate chips. Are those good?
Yeah.
Those are real good, aren't they? All right. So those are good all by themselves. Chocolate chips. We have 2 cups of chocolate chips. Oh, cut that one up. I mean, you always use extra chocolate chips, right? Who we got left? Andrew? Thank you. Butter. Somebody likes butter.
And the answer is yes.
Butter is pretty good, isn't it? But would we like to take a stick and just eat the whole stick of butter?
Probably would.
You would? I would. I like a lot of butter on stuff. Yes. Now, can I put this in there just like that? No. It's like our gift that God gave us. We have to unwrap it, don't we? So it can be used in the right way. So I need a whole cup of butter, and that's 2 sticks. Just looking delicious, kids? I got 2 more bags. Okay. Come on up, Jacoby. Just grab one of them and bring them up. Bring it up. Just one. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Ooh, yummy.
This is baking soda. Do you think that's good all by itself? No. Baking soda, we need 1 teaspoon. We got 1 bag left. Do we have somebody that hasn't helped? Are you willing to bring up a bag? We'll get somebody that hasn't done it yet. Try to use everybody, right? Just like God wants us to. Thank you. Salt. Salt's pretty good when you put it on food, but I really wouldn't want to eat a whole spoonful of it. Would you guys? Salt, 1 teaspoon salt. All right, so we had 3 things that taste pretty good all alone. And we got 7 things that some thought they might eat all alone, but most would not. So, would you take a spoon and just eat all of that just the way it is? No, no, doesn't work that way, does it? But when we mix them all together, mix them really well, put them in the oven. The result is going to be something that most people would want. Chocolate chip cookie. Who likes chocolate chip cookies? I knew the hands in the front would go right up. All right? So, just like, guys, kids, just like we really want this chocolate chip cookie, guys, just like we really want this chocolate chip cookie, we want everybody at Caribou Assembly of God to work together as a body so that the people in Caribou will want Jesus even more then you want this chocolate chip cookie. That's what we're striving for. That's what we want to happen, right? Now, each of these ingredients alone can't make a chocolate chip cookie, can they? No. And we can't take one out and not use it and still get a chocolate chip cookie, can we? No. They all have to work together, just like the people at Caribou Assembly of God. We have to work together and be a completely functioning body working for God. God takes all of these different people, and we become a body. He refines us with fire, different troubles and storms that we go through, and gives us strength, makes us stronger. Okay? We mix these up. You have to go in the oven and cook before we're going to get this. Right? Now the world, or the unsaved, We'll see the result of what God can do with us as a church body when each person is using the gift that God has given them. And just like the chocolate chip cookie, they're going to be hungry for what we have. And what do we have? We have Jesus, right? So what is your gift? What do you enjoy doing? Because whatever the gift is that God gave you, it's not going to be something you hate. It's going to be something you enjoy, something you really like to do. That's your spot in this church body at Caribou Assembly of God. So let's all work together to see the unsaved people in Caribou, Maine be hungry for God. Now these kids, and I noticed some hands out there, the adults too, are hungry for a chocolate chip cookie. Now there are people outside these church walls who are hungry for something, but they don't know what it is. They don't know they need God. But we as a body, when we work together the way God wants us to, can make sure that they know that, right? Now, if there's anybody here today who's hungry for Jesus, today's your opportunity to know him as your Lord and Savior. Ask him into your heart. I invite you to come down front, right here. People will pray for you, and you'll know Jesus. And once you know Jesus, you're a part of the body of Christ. Easy as that. And then you become part of the body, the church body of Caribou Assembly of God. And you get plugged in somewhere so that you help us function the way we're supposed to. We're missing some body parts. There's some things we're not able to do because we don't have the people, and they might be here. We might have the body parts, but they haven't stepped forward yet. Maybe they haven't cracked the shell or unwrapped the gift that God has given them. Be praying. Ask God what it is that he wants you to do to help the body function in the way it should. Now, those of us who have known Jesus for a long time are hungry for more of him. Okay? Now, if I eat, say, 12 chocolate chip cookies all at once, could I maybe get sick? Yeah, maybe, most likely. But can we ever have too much of Jesus? No, we can never have too much of Jesus. So again, I give the invitation, if you don't know Jesus, today's your opportunity. Don't wait for another day. We don't know when our life is over. It's like a vapor. It's gone. We're here and then we're gone. Jesus has you here today because he wants you to know that he loves you and he wants to be your Savior. He wants you to ask him into your heart so that you can live for him every day. And for the rest of us, pray for more. Pray for more. Be a living sacrifice. We had a great time of worship, message from God in tongues with the interpretation, worship. The more we worship, it says that he inhabits the praises of his people. It is so sweet. And I know we don't live by feelings, but it's so sweet when you can feel the presence of the Lord in such a sweet way. And you know what? We can feel that every time we're together. If we're willing to sacrifice, don't worry about who's looking at you. Just like God said, told us this morning, don't worry about it. Don't worry about who's looking at you. And if you're looking at somebody and you don't like what they're doing, they're worshiping God in their way. Okay? So you leave them alone and you let them worship God in their way.
Yeah.
That, yes, that was also part of what God said. Let's work as a team and as a body. And I know this was short, but I'm keeping the kids in mind. And I thank you for your attention. And I'll dismiss you. I'll dismiss in prayer. But I want to tell you, I've got some bags of cookies here that the children will hand out. I've got enough for the children too. But I've got some. If an adult would like to have a cookie, so that you remember this sermon today, this message, and how important you are. Okay. How important you are to the body, and how important the body is to ministering or telling the world, being a light to the world, to the unsaved, so that they desire what we have. Just like people are anxious, I want a chocolate chip cookie, I want a chocolate chip cookie. We want the people out there to say, I want Jesus, I want Jesus. Get me into that church, I want to know Jesus. Okay. Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you again for your word. I just pray. It's your word you will do with as you please. You ask for us to share it, and that's what we've done today. With the help of the children, we thank you for the children. We are blessed because they are here. May the seed grow as it is watered, and may our body become the body that you want us to be for you, to reach the unsaved in Caribou, Maine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
There's
yes.
Four
meetings, oh. Oh, yes, and the kids won't be over here next Sunday. We're doing our Christmas party next Sunday. So we will be staying right over there and having sandwiches and stuff and some games and gifts and things. So, no, the church can't come over there. That's a good one, Brother Mike. That's a good one.